to our 8th annual Pregnancy and Infant Loss Awareness Day service. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Nancy Flynn, and while I may be up here as the face of Empty Cradle for this service, as you can well imagine, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of people to put something like this together. So I'd like to say my thank yous right from the start this year. And just to begin, I'd like to thank my directors that stand beside me and help me and help me with the administrative tasks for the group. This year we also have former director Tabitha here to read the story, and you will be hearing from her in a few minutes. And I am absolutely thrilled and delighted to introduce you to Olivet's new pastor, Pastor Stephanie Hare, and you will be hearing from her later in the service, presenting the words of inspiration and hope. And finally, the one person who keeps us all together, makes sure the slides work when they're supposed to and microphones work when they're supposed to, my sincere gratitude to Rob Morrison for once again giving up his Sunday with his family to be here with us to make sure that everything sounds as good as it is. So thank you very much for everybody. So now, let's get started. I'd like to welcome all of you here, because without you, it would be a pretty sad day. I don't know how many of you noticed when you walked into the room that there was a little tiny sign to the side of the door that read Sanctuary. One year, when I was working on this service, I decided to look up the meaning of the word. And the meaning that caught my eye and spoke to me the most was one that says, a place of comfort and healing. So I'm going to ask you, for the moments that we are in this room together, I'm going to ask you to cast aside your cares, your worries, your sorrows, all the baggage that we bring with us every day, and sit back and be fully present in what you're about to experience here. It is my hope and my wish that this will be a positive step forward in your healing journey. We meet in this room as a community that none of us really asked to be part of, but for reasons denotes to no one outside the world, this experience of pregnancy and infant loss has touched our lives. So we meet together to pay tribute to the children we loved and lost, but that still left a significant imprint on our lives. I'm going to ask Tabitha if she'd come forward and light the white candle of community. As in any community, we have different members here. We have children, we have adults, we have couples and singles, parents and grandparents, but each one has had their lives touched by the loss of a precious child. And today, we are going to commemorate those dearly loved and dearly missed children. I'm going to invite any children in the audience to come forward, teenagers too, because we have packages for you to work on while your parents participate in the remainder of the service. So if you'd like to come forward, and I will turn it over to Tabitha to read, we were going to have a baby, but we had an angel instead.
We were going to have a baby, but we had an angel instead. My mommy had a baby in her tummy. I was really excited about that most of the time. I thought about playing ball with my baby. And building a fort. And playing tricks on my parents. I loved to listen to the baby. And talk to the baby. And I really liked it when the baby would knock on mommy's tummy to get my attention. But something happened. The baby died. Our baby is not going to live with us. We are all sad right now. Mommy sits in the rocking chair, holding the baby's blanket, and cries a lot. Daddy's building a box to put some of the baby's presents in. Even Brandy and Pops wish the baby would have stayed. I'm sad too, but I think they are sadder. Brandy says the baby can always live in our hearts. People send us flowers and cards, but we still miss our baby. If this just happened to you, I'm sorry you got an angel instead of a baby. I think having a baby would have been more fun.
Thank you, Tabitha. Thank you for doing such a good job. Yes, we are all sad. We were going to have a baby, but we had an angel instead. And today's theme is more or less along the lines of angels. So I'm going to introduce the song that we chose for this year's service. And it's a song called Visitor from Heaven by Twilight Harris.
Thank you.
gift to each one of you. I'm going to invite all of us, Pastor Stephanie Bear, to come and light a pink candle of love for us. And then I believe she has some words of inspiration and hope for us. Stephanie joined our church last year. It was around this time of year, in October, if I remember correctly. And she has truly been a blessing as she has guided us and taught us and encouraged us over the last year. So I'm looking forward to what she has to say.
And you can just stay here.
Thank you for letting me join you today. I did want to share a little bit about myself before I share a few words. As I said, I'm Stephanie Fair, the lead pastor here at Olivet, and my family moved here to the Lower Mainland just shy of a year ago. We're about a year, it's been a year since we moved here, and November 1st is when I started here at Olivet. I have a husband, Scott, and two children, ages 7 and 5. Well, I've experienced loss. I have experienced infertility. I have not experienced what you have. And in this room, while there might be some similarities from one person's experience to another, you each have your own unique experience of loss. I want to acknowledge that and really honor and make space for what you have gone through and are going through. I've had dear friends who have experienced pregnancy loss and have walked with them through their grief and experiences, and I can truly say that is a unique pain. My hope this afternoon is to simply make space for and acknowledge your loss and your grief. For some of you, this might be more acute and recent. For others, some time has passed. So the grief has changed shape, but is still present. I don't know where you are all with your faith journey, if you have any ideas about God or the Bible, but there's one bit of scripture I wanted to bring up. This one passage has been used many times in art and poetry and music and so on because of the way it poetically wrestles with life and the different seasons of life. The section of scripture is called A Time for Everything. And probably the most well-known uses of this passage is for the lyrics for the song Turn, Turn, Turn by a band called The Birds. Though the song has been covered by many artists like Bruce Springsteen, my personal favorite is Dolly Parton's version, and is used on many soundtracks and movies and TV shows. Actually, instead of reading the scripture passage, if you'll allow me, I thought I'd read the lyrics of the song for us, which is fairly close to what is written, actually, in the book of Ecclesiastes in the Bible. So turn, turn, turn goes like this. To everything, turn, turn, turn. There is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to reap. A time to kill, a time to heal, a time to laugh, a time to weep. A time to build up, a time to break down, a time to dance, a time to mourn. A time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones together. A time of love, a time of hate, a time of war, a time of peace. A time we may embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, turn, turn, turn. And a time to every purpose under heaven. Some of you might now be realizing what song I'm talking about. The lyrics, as in the passage of scripture, highlight that there are these different seasons we have in life. Some of them are very difficult. Some of them are when we mourn. Sometimes there's war. And some are easier and good, like when we laugh or when we dance. The change of seasons come greater into focus for me during the autumn months in particular, where the turning of leaves from the bright green of light, spring and summer, turn into yellow, orange, and red. There can be great beauty, I think, in the turning of the leaves to these different colors. For one thing, it reminds us that change is coming, and with change, there might be new possibilities. But with the turning of leaves, we also see a very strong visual of the cycle of life. And there's also a reminder and acknowledgement of death. That not all things live, but that everything in its time comes to an end. We are gathered today to acknowledge and make space for one of the more difficult realities of our time here on earth, mourning the death of one we love, when someone's time has come. And while death and mourning are as certain as the changing of seasons, it does not make this any simpler or easier, especially when that time has come much, much too soon. We hold that tension in such a situation as this. The recognition that mourning and sadness will come, that death is inevitable in this life, But yet we also believe that at times death comes too soon. And the lyrics of Turn, 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 it is written, a time to be born and a time to die. But never would we assume these realities of life to be so close together. And so we hold that tension. Over Thanksgiving, I had the opportunity to spend some time with my in-laws in Edmonton, and my mother-in-law was talking about the recent loss of her mother, someone my husband called Grandma Betty, as did I when I joined the family. Now, Grandma Betty was quite old when she passed away. She was 90. So we celebrate her very long life, but her loss is still, of course, very deeply felt by her friends and family, especially felt deeply by my mother-in-law, who is now mourning the loss of her mom. When we were talking one evening, gathered around the fire, my mother-in-law asked me my thoughts of heaven. What is it like? What is Grandma Betty experiencing? Again, I do not know where you are at if you have a faith journey or a concept of heaven. I have many thoughts on heaven and on what happens when this life ends, most of which I hold with a very open hand. I'm okay to be wrong. But what I said to her is what I see in Scripture and Noah thought for me, I'd like to share with you now, is that the afterlife is where we will experience shalom. So shalom is this Hebrew word that essentially means peace. Jewish people might greet one another and say shalom. It's their way of saying peace be with you. But even more than peace, shalom means everyone having and experiencing exactly what they need to flourish. Shalom means no longer experiencing mourning, death, war, hate, or breaking down. These many difficult things we read in Scripture, in the Psalms, Turn, 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 and what we know in our own lives. Instead, shalom means laughter, healing, peace, embracing. Where our brokenness finds repair and relationships find restoration. When I think of heaven or I think of the afterlife, however you would describe it, I believe that everyone will experience shalom, everything that we need to flourish. I believe that is ultimately God's desire for us, and every one of us can experience that. Out of His great love for us, we will experience that exact total peace and shalom. Today, as we hold intention, the painful closeness of birth and death at times, the painful acknowledgments that in this life death is inevitable, I want to again make space and acknowledge the pain, grief, and mourning that you might be experiencing, that we might be experiencing. But also, like the beauty in a leaf changing its color, I hope you too look forward to the beauty in shalom, in peace, and every soul having exactly what is needed to flourish, that all those we have lost are now experiencing that flourishing and peace. May the changing leaves be a reminder that death is not the end, and as sure as spring comes, so sure am I that shalom and perfect peace is possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Stephanie. I also believe, just to follow up what Stephanie said and give you my perspective, that one day, when we all must leave this world, that our children will be there to greet us, to love us, and tell us that we were the best parents they could have had under the circumstances. And I want you to hold on to that, because as I remind people in this room every year, what happened to you was not your fault. It was not something you caused. It was something that happened to you. And I believe that one day we will be reunited with our children and they will acknowledge that. So as we go through each day here on earth with the experiences we must endure, the loss, the pain, the disabilities, the world around us, may we find comfort in knowing that one day all the people that left too soon will be back in our lives. And as sure is that as Stephanie is of shalom, I too am sure that this will be the case. So hang on to that with all your might, and help it to get you through this moment. So
now comes the time in the service where you get to participate. And I thank you for listening and being so attentive, and the kids working so diligently on their puzzles. And I am so grateful for your kindness and indulgence. So now, each one of you were given a package, or should have taken a package when you came in. Inside it, you will find a scented candle and a heart. The heart is for now. I would like you to write a message to your child on the heart. And as you are ready, come forward. We've always had such an issue at this service with lighting candles and wax dripping everywhere. This year we're trying an experiment. There is a basket of electronic candles on the table beside me. Come forward, take a candle, take as many as you have losses, and turn the little switch on at the bottom, put it by your favorite candle. And if you wish, there is a microphone. Tessa, should you put it back on the table?
Yes.
There is a microphone if you would like to tell us about your experience or your child, your child's name, anything you want to say. Please feel free to do that. Then walk over to my dash. There is a tree which is now bare, like fallen winter trees. But take your heart with your message to your child and put it on the tree so that we can watch it revive and come to life. Then please feel free to take whichever flower off the carrier that you would like to take home with you. The candles are for tonight. From 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., we ask everyone, wherever you might be, to light a candle for the children who have gone too soon. This is a practice that is being done all over the world in the correct time zone of 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. everywhere, from Australia, or I guess Samoa, as my husband pointed out to me last night, right through to Hawaii or whatever's the other end, so that for 24 hours there will be a steady stream of light for our children to see. So that's also your keepsake. We also have a number of beaded angels that I will have up here. I'd like to give out one to each family. I think we have enough now that we can probably give out more than one to each family. I couldn't get more. The organization that had them as a fundraiser a number of years ago ran out, but I have 15. So come and see me if you would like a beaded angel. And I'll show you. They look like this. So come forward. I'll have Rob play some more music. Please come forward as you feel and light your candles and share with us your children. So we're going to light three candles. One for the three children we lost, Chris, Vic, and Angel. We're going to light one for the children of empty cradle parents who couldn't make it today to our service. And we're going to light the third one for the children around the world who have gone far too soon.
Thank you.
brother David, my niece's son Caleb, and my sister Alyssa. All babies that never made it.
And as we draw to a close, we can all say together something we'll find on the back. And that is a poem that was written by another organization, remembering their losses. And that is, we can all together say, if you want, in the rising of the sun, and in its going down, we remember them. In the blowing of the wind, and in the chill of winter, we remember them. In the opening of buds, and in the rebirth of spring, we remember them. In the blueness of the sky, and the warmth of summer, we remember them. In the rustling of leaves and in the beauty of autumn, we remember them. As long as they live, they too live. For they are now a part of us, as we remember them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we remember them. When we are lost and sick at heart, we remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we remember them. When we have decisions that are difficult to make, we remember them. From the beginning of the year until it ends, we remember them. For as long as we live, they too will live. For they are now a part of us, as we remember them.
Thank you, Peter. Our time together has come to an end, but we don't want you to rush away. If you wish to sit for a few minutes and reflect on what has happened here, you are welcome to do so. Afterwards, as you leave, please join us upstairs. We have coffee and treats and tea. And I think there's juice boxes for the kids. So please stay for a while and visit with each other. And before you walk back out into the world with its stresses and sorrows and its joys, remember the experience you have been part of today, and may you find that it has been an experience that has helped you take another step forward in your journey towards healing. Thank you for spending this time with us this afternoon. We look forward to visiting with you upstairs.